rural hospitals were relatively healthy until the 80s and 90s.
You look at those two decades put together and over 400 rural hospitals closed throughout the country.
That's David Lee. He's government affairs manager for the National Rural Health Association. He says in the late 90s, Congress essentially put rural hospitals on life support, funneling money through increased Medicare reimbursements to slow the tide of closures.
We're starting to become more and more concerned, seeing these little ticks of reimbursement cuts and program changes that are really putting rural hospitals in jeopardy again.
In Texas, rural hospitals treat 15% of the population, but cover 85% of the state. In these sparsely populated areas, patients are generally older, less healthy, and have less access to insurance. Obamacare was supposed to benefit both rural hospitals and rural patients. By providing access to insurance for folks in small towns, the idea is hospitals can recover money they spend on indigent care. Some people aren't so sure it'll work out that way.
I'm a little pessimistic as to how it will flesh out here.
Howard Dickey is a family medicine doctor in Central West Texas at Comanche County Community Clinic.
You know, I may end up working somewhere else when it's all said and done, because this place may not be here, which would be a shame, because we're, you know, 100 miles from Fort Worth and 80, 90 miles from Abilene, and there's quite a bit of people that live here, and then they're going to be left out in the cold.
See, Texas Governor Rick Perry decided not to expand Medicaid under Obamacare, and that means poor people who end up using the ER at hospitals like Comanche County's still won't have any type of insurance to help cover the cost of their treatment. Without the chance for more Medicaid money and decreasing Medicare reimbursements, Dickey says his clinic's tight budget might snap.
Medicine is a business. And if you're not bringing in enough to cover your cost, it's just going to be a tough deal.
The basic care and emergency services rural hospitals provide, like delivering babies, don't bring in as much money as specialty operations at urban hospitals, like cardiac surgeries. But Dickey says that doesn't mean they're not important.
Although we have helicopters and ambulances that can get a patient somewhere quick, you know, there's times where weather and other circumstances don't allow that. A lot of times in trauma and real sick patient situations have to do it ourselves.
That may work on individual cases, but in the long run, Dickey and other doctors across rural Texas worry trying to go it alone won't be enough. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.